奉主耶稣圣名，让大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share the truth with you all.
今天下午我们一起来唱歌，来向神唱一首新歌。
And this afternoon, let us sing to our God a new song.
这是我们在读圣经，特别在读诗篇的时候，它出现的主题，要强调我们应当向神欢呼歌颂，它特别用新歌来代表。
And this is a main point that is emphasized throughout Psalms, so we should praise God through songs.
我们来看诗篇九十六篇。
Let's flip to Psalms chapter 96.
我们一般在心情好的时候都想要唱歌。
Generally, when we are in a good mood, we would want to sing.
但是我心情在忧伤的时候，通常话都讲不出来，不要说唱歌了，没有心情。
When we are in a sorrowful mood, we don't even want to talk.
那现在第九十六篇第一节说，你们要向神唱新歌，全地都要向神歌唱。
Verse 1, Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
第二节说，要向神歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩。
2, Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day.
第三节，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。
3, Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples.
第四节说，因为神为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上，当受敬畏。
4, For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, he is to be feared above all gods.
这首诗一开始就是诗人他向众人邀请。
And this psalm begins with a calling from the psalmist.
要一起来向这位作王是伟大的至大的神来发出赞美，用一首新歌来称颂他。
He invites all to praise this great God with song.
那这首诗呢，在这一组里面呢，它是其实是当时候百姓他们被掳归回以后重建的圣殿，那他们在圣殿献殿落成以后他们现在用这首诗歌来赞美神。
This song was sung to the Lord after the Israelites returned from captivity and they had finished building the temple.
那所以他们这首诗歌的这些信息呢，跟当初大卫他要迎耶柜进入耶路撒冷城的时候所唱的诗很类似。
The message of the song is very similar to the song that David sung when the Ark of Covenant was about to be put into the temple.
所以在拉丁文的圣经跟以前从这个其实是一本的圣经，就是主耶稣那个时代所通用的旧约圣经呢，特别都有一个标题，在这一首诗上面是说是被所写的是大卫的诗。
And in original Latin, and in the Bible that was used in Jesus' time, this psalm was especially mentioned as the song of praise of David.
这个不是说因为被掳归回以后，这个就是已经大卫以后很久的事情，不是当时大卫写的了，是这首诗歌的这个内容本身是引自大卫的诗歌来的。
But in fact, this song was written before David's time. It's just that David had a similar message.
这一首诗，我们如果看诗历代志上的第十六章了哈。
If we look to First Chronicles chapter 16.
历代志上的十六章。
First Chronicles chapter 16.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
全地都要向神歌唱天天要传扬他的救恩。
23. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day.
然后你如果看到第二十五节都跟我们刚才读的第一节到九十六篇的第一节到第三节很像啊。
And if we continue on reading to verse 25, it is very similar to Psalms chapter 96, verse 1-3.
这里十六章的第二节说，外邦的神都是虚无的，唯独神创造诸天。
So 16 verse 26 says, For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
跟九十六篇的第五节也是很像啊。
It is very similar to chapter 96, verse 5 of Psalms.
所以我们就看到说， 这一九十六篇的这个诗篇呢，基本上应该是从这个历代志上第十六篇这边拿出来。
So we can see that psalmist probably took this song of praise from First Chronicles.
这是为什么？这是为他们有的标题写说是大卫的诗。
And this is why this psalm is marked as the Psalm of David.
那这首诗呢？你看它其实主要的重点就要论说，这个我们所拜的王真的是天地的主宰，所以众人要一起来跟他歌颂。
The message of the psalm is that God is indeed great and He is King, so all men must worship Him.
所以你看是九十六篇里面，他现在对列邦列邦都这样邀请，说大家都一起来唱，不管你是哪一种人，你都要来向这位神唱歌。
The psalmist calls to all nations to come and worship God.
然后对所有的民族万民都要这样向神唱歌。
And all peoples will sing a new song.
好，所以我们现在来看回来诗篇九十六篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 96.
你看第三节那里说，列邦万民都要述说神的荣耀，神的奇事。
And His glory will be declared among the nations and wonders among all peoples.
第九十六篇的五节是说，外邦的神都是虚无的唯独这个主神他创造诸天。
Chapter 96, verse 5 reads, "For all the gods of people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens."
那表示说，现在列邦他们不认识神的，不认识这个创造天地的这个独一神的，他们是敬拜的神，都不是神。
So the idols that are worshipped by other people are not gods.
应该敬拜的就是这个创造天地的神呢。
And the one who needs to be worshipped is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
好，现在看第七节。
Let's look at 7.
中的万族你们要将荣耀能力归给神都归给神。
Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength.
现在对这个万族的邀请，来一起来赞美神吧。
He invites all peoples to worship God.
来看第十节。
Let's look at 10.
人在列邦中要说神作王。
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
现在是列邦，现在是不管也是一样，再从强调。这个都是一种邀请，很直接来敬拜神的。
And this is a very bold invitation to all nations.
好，然后到第十三节。
And 13.
他来了，他要来审判全地。
For he is coming, he is coming to judge the earth.
所以他是要按他的公义审判世界，按他的信实审判万民。
He shall judge the world.The world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
所以这个民这个王他是是全地的，是万民的王。
This king is king over all peoples and all nations.
那这一篇诗当时候在以色列人他们在到圣殿敬拜神的时候，他们基本上他们本来就他们就安排你那个哪一天唱什么诗歌他们都有一个次序的。
And so generally, the Israelites had an order of which hymns to sing when they went to the temple.
那九十六篇这一组九十三篇到一百篇的这一组诗篇他们是每一次都要唱。
The collection of psalms from verse
93到一百。
From 93 to 100 is are hymns that they often sing.
因为他们其实犹太人他们在敬拜神的时候，他们如果没有拉比在讲解他们就是。在朗诵圣经。
So if there's no rabbi who explains the Bible, they generally read out loud the Bible.
那他们就是这样子读从诗篇这样子一篇一篇读。因为我们有时候读圣经很快你如果像这一章，你几秒钟就读完了，不到一分钟就读完了。
And it takes a very small amount of time to read through Psalms.
那有时候可能两分钟、三分钟你就读完一篇这个诗篇了。
And maybe you'll be finished with a whole chapter of Psalms within two or three minutes.
但是这里面的信息其实是很丰富，要常常要用心去想的。
But there's an abundance of teachings in Psalms.
那我们现在来想想看，这首诗篇里面的这个信息，为什么说要唱向神唱新歌
？So let's talk about the message of the song. Why do we need to sing to the Lord a new song?
他一开始。他提出这个邀请的原因是因为说是因为神是大神是至大的，他当受极大的赞美他应当受敬畏。
And this invitation is originally sent because God is great and he is greatly to be praised.
因为他也要来这个审判世界。
Because he's coming to judge the earth.
哦，所以你看他其实他在这里面呢，我们如果把它分段落，你会发现，其实他这里面为什么要唱新歌？第一个原因是说，神他是万神之在万神之上的，哦，他本来这些所有的荣耀都属他，我们人本来就应该单独拜他而已。
So we section off this chapter. The first reason why we must sing to the Lord a new song is because all nations and all peoples belong to Him.
好，然后那他是啊，所以第七节那里特别说，因为现在所有的威严荣耀是他的。
And verse 7 reads that all glory and strength is to be given to God.
好，那到第九节那个地方是说，这个。全地都要在他面前颤抖。
And verse 9 says, all the earth will tremble before him.
好，就是因为他是王，是威严的王，大王。
Because he is a majestic king.
然后最后一个原因就是他第十三节那里讲的，他是要来审判世界的。
And the third reason is mentioned in verse 13, it is because he's coming to judge the earth.
那这个就是要赞美的原因了哈。
And these are the reasons why we must praise him.
那现在他在讲这个。我们要赞美神，称颂神是当王的，当然歌颂他有什么方法
？And how do we praise this great king？
啊，他现在说要称颂神了哈，就是啊，在第二节那里说要向神歌唱啊，称颂他的名。
Verse 2 tells us that we must sing to the Lord and bless His name。
也就是说，哎，我们这种我们在向神歌颂的时候，我们是从心里面发出来的。
And we worship God and sing from our hearts.
一开始我们在唱歌的时候，我们都是被教导说，哦，这个曲子是这样子，那个旋律是这样子啊，那歌词是这样子。
And usually when we are being taught a new hymn, we are told this is how the melody goes and these are the lyrics.
但是当我们会唱了以后，接下去我们就要去想，哎，这些诗歌，它这些歌词本身，它为什么是要这样子描述？我们如果深入以后。我们认识了，我们有感动，这时候我们所唱出来诗歌就不一样，因为我们是真正的感受、体验之后唱出来的。
But after we know this hymn well, we must think about the words and the lyrics and the meaning of the hymns. And when we sing hymns in this manner, then we will have a new experience.
那这个真的叫做称颂神了。
And this is called truly praising God.
所以当我们在唱诗的时候，我们的灵哦，在受造就。
And if we sing like this, our spirit will be edified.
所以其实哦，看我们教会的诗班呢、啊，人数不够多。
There are not many people in choir.
假如有我们本来很多人是应该一起来唱诗，但是没有把握这个机会。
And there's actually can be more people that can attend choir, but not everyone has seized this opportunity.
今天其实我们在向神唱歌颂赞的时候，不在于说我们的歌声、我们的歌喉有多好。
It doesn't matter how good our voices are when we're singing to God.
而是在于我们对神是不是真的有感动，会想要赞美他。
But what matters if we have a true heart of worship?
我们如果真的有这样的一个心呢、啊？当我们在颂赞神的时候，我们的灵啊，在被造就的同时，我们的灵性就被提升。
If we have a heart of worship like such, then when we sing, we will be edified spiritually, and our spirituality will grow.
所以，这个用心赞美神的人哦，他的信仰哦，一定很有根基的。
And someone who praises God will have a solid foundation in truth.
啊，这个唱新歌，我们等一下再来谈新歌。但是从唱歌这个本身，其实就是我们今天啊对神的那个感谢，然后跟他的赞美。
To sing the song is to convey our thanksgiving and praise to God.
然后第二节那里又说，他说要天天传扬他的救恩呢、啊。
Verse 2 also says, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day.
我们在唱诗，在赞美神的同时，其实我们就是在做工，我们就在传扬神的作为。
When we are singing, we are doing work, and we are proclaiming his work.
所以其实诗班。重要的教会里面的一个服事的一个团队。
So the choir is an important group of serving in church.
那这个诗班要可以让整个教会变得很活泼的。
And it can revive the church.
那比如说，今天我们如果弟兄姐妹家里面有一些困难的事情，心里在忧伤。
For example, if we are going through difficult times in the family,
如果我们诗班的弟兄姐妹去探访他们的时候，其实也不用讲很多，就唱几首诗歌，从心里面一起来感谢神，来称颂神。那这个时候，神的力量、神的灵就在我们当中运行，有很多事情就很自然的解决。
If we, if brothers and sisters visit the members and do not say much but sing to them and praise God together, then God will resolve things Himself.
因为诗歌能力的是灵的工作。
Because music carries spiritual work.
那诗歌有时候会把一些人跟人之间的隔阂把它融掉。
And it will dissolve problems between people.
所以我们在看。你现在看这个，即使社会上他们在那个，比如说有一些这个歌唱的人，他们用歌声啊，带动整个那个团体的那个气氛啊，让当然有些人是很疯狂了，不过就是你就看到那歌力量。
And if we look at secular music, we can see how much it stirs up the environment.
那个唱歌一唱，那个乐团这样一演奏，哇，整个人这样全场这样疯狂啊，呼喊啊。
And once the music begins, multitudes of people begin to be very excited.
那表示说，在这个歌颂当中啊，歌声里面有这个灵的一个功能在里面。
Because music in itself has the power of the spirit.
让众人哦都这样子集在一起。
It can unite people.
哦，所以那个不同的背景啊，什么样的，反正每个人之间的那个不一样的歌本身哦，就好像都被融在一起一样的。
People of different backgrounds and many different many differences can come together when there's music.
那同样的，我们今天用诗歌来赞美神也是一样啊。
Similarly, when we come together to worship and sing songs,
我们在里面可能有不一样的工作，不一样的职分。我们在社会上有不同的我们的能力都不太一样。但是借着诗歌，就把所有人都集在一起。然后现在我们的对象就是对神，然后我们的工作就是要来传扬神的救恩了。
In church, we may carry out different holy works, and in society, we have different jobs. But when we sing music, we can come together as one group.
那所以有时候弟兄姐妹，我们在一起唱诗啊，这个就是一种属灵的沟通。其实也同时在造就我们的每一个人的灵层一起成长。
Spiritual singing songs can be a spiritual communication between brothers and sisters and cause us to grow together.
在约沙王那个时代，他们出去打仗，他们不是用刀用枪，他们是用诗班赞美神当武器，结果神就替他们打仗，那敌人就退出。
You can see in King Jehoshaphat's time, they did not use weapons, but they set a choir before the army, and God fought for them.
神就在当这个借这个诗歌为他们工作，然后他们就这样子很轻松的得胜仇敌了。
God worked through them, the choir, and they effortlessly won.
然后这样的一个作得荣耀了。
And this work glorified God.
所以其实诗歌本身就是要来荣耀神。
Psalms itself praises God.
所以我们现在看第三节，你看，在列邦中要述说他的荣耀，在万民中要述说他的奇事。
3. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples.
因为我们在诗歌，我们在赞美神的同时，都是在赞美神的作为的。
When we are praising God, we are praising his works.
神有很多，就像我们在读《生命记》的时候，神要摩西写那首歌，叫百姓唱，以后他们唱的时候都会知道，哇，这个就是我们将来会犯的错误。他们在唱的时候就在提醒，在想神对他们的提醒。
And psalms or hymns often hold prophecies, such as in Deuteronomy, when God told Moses to write down a song as a warning for the Israelites of the sins that they will commit in the future.
所以你看这个用诗歌把一些教导把它放进去，然后他们用唱的这个朗朗上口的同时，就是在提醒，也是在工作也是在传扬。
And they put teachings into music, so when they're singing, they're proclaiming the music, and they're learning it at the same time.
这个是一个神很奇妙的作为。
It is a marvelous work of God.
那现在这个诗人他邀请所有人一起来对我们拯救我们这个神唱一首新歌。
The psalmist invites all men to sing to the Lord a new song.
因为现在万大家来敬拜啊，归神的。
Because all nations should worship this great God.
这个世界是因为这个神的能力而坚定啊，而被祝福的。
This world is established and blessed by this God.
好，所以现在第八节，我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
所以你要将神的名所当得的荣耀归给他。
Give to the Lord the glory due to His name.
要拿供物来进入他的院宇。
Bring an offering and come into His courts.
第九节说，要当以圣事来敬拜神，全地要在他面前颤抖。
Verse 9 reads, O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth.
这里特别是第八，要把神所当得的荣耀啊归给神。
Verse 8 especially mentions that we should give glory to God due to His name.
那所以现在我们在赞美天上的真神，你看我们知道现在神的名字，耶稣基督，主耶稣。
We know the name of our Lord is our Jesus Christ.
不但不会去误用主耶稣的名，我们还要现在把主耶稣所当这个名当得的荣耀归给他了。所以我们用赞美，用我们的心配上我们的口来述说他的荣耀，来传扬他的作为，就是来做那个圣功，来击退仇敌了。
And now we must not just refrain from misusing His name. We must put His name into song to proclaim His works and drive away our enemies.
哦，所以他这里说呢，来进入神的院里啊，拿什么供物
？It says to bring an offering to the courts. What is an offering?
其实神并不需要我们去拿这些什么礼物来给他。
Actually, God does not need us to bring gifts to Him.
我们嘴唇的供物就是我们对他的赞美。
The offering of our lips is our praise.
哦，所以我们现在看希伯来书的第十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
这些拿供物给神，就是我们嘴巴里面真的从配合我们的心对他的颂赞。
Our offering is to have one heart and to be our heart and our lips to be united in worship.
希伯来书十三章的。
Hebrews 13 verse 15.
十三章十五节，我们应当靠着耶稣啊，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
我们现在献祭给神啊，有很多的方式啊。当然，我们可以将我们的财物奉献给神啊，将我们的才能。
There are many ways to praise God. We can offer our wealth or offer our talents.
一般来说，我们对这个物质看得见的东西，我们比较会有感受。
And generally, we hold more value towards things that we see.
但是这里是强调，如果我们将颂赞归给神，其实就是我们献上嘴唇的祭，这是神所悦纳的。
But 15 tells us that when we offer sacrifice to God, it is praising God from our lips, which is pleasing to Him.
所以我们有时候将我们所看得见的东西给神，这是应该的。另外，神所要求我们的，其实是我们从心里面对他的赞美，对他的感谢，然后我们愿意用我们的口来传扬他的名。
And it is necessary to offer up things we see to God, but even more so, we should offer our sacrifice from our lips to praise Him.
这是神所主耶稣所当得的荣耀。
This is praise that God is worthy to receive.
因为是如果来到神的殿呢，他都会懂得赞美神呢。那个教会里面呢，他不会缺少颂赞，就是诗歌，绝对不会缺少祷告。
If everyone who comes to the church has a heart of praise, then there will be no lack of hymns or prayer.
我们现在已经，因为我们有时候教会弟兄姐妹背景不一样，我们有人，不太容易说，哎，现在大家来一起的时候就聚在一起来唱诗，在赞美神。
Since our backgrounds are very different, there are seldom times when we come together to sing hymns.
但是年轻人就比较会这样子。
But the youth do so more often.
我们年纪大的很少看到说，我们大家聚在这里来唱个诗啊。
It is rare for the elderly to gather together to sing hymns.
我们如果聚在正式的这个事班要练习啊，这个就是一种工作。
We only gather together in a very strict environment, which is choir practice.
当然，这也是因为有时候我们不会弹琴呢，我们也有的唱诗的时候音抓不准，就唱得不好听了。
And this might be because some of us are not musically inclined.
啊，但其实我们越来越多，因为这个前进的一代，他们成长的过程里面，基本上。很多父母亲都会希望我们的子女啊，会乐器，然后主要目的都是将来能够弹赞美诗啊，能够这样子一起来歌颂神、服侍神。
In today's environment, many parents wish for their children to learn music and serve in church.
所以，当我们有这样的一个人在当中可以弹琴的，其实我们大家有时候聊聊天，但是。其他的时间还有其他 的方式，就是大家聚在一起弹琴唱诗，用诗歌来沟通，然后 来传扬神的作为，然后来荣耀神的名。
But since we gather together with people who do know music, we should praise God together and spread the gospel.
那因为这个嘴唇的祭很简单，就是放在我们到哪里都可以这样子献给神的。
The offering of our lips is very simple. We can offer it anywhere.
所以我们唱诗啊，一定要开口用我们的心唱出来。
When we sing, we must open our mouths and sing with our hearts.
通常我们在唱诗的时候，跟我们在祷告的时候，我们的这个声量就在反映我们的信心在什么程度。
Many times when we pray and when we sing, the volume of our voices convey the standard of our faith.
那有时候在反映这个教会里面的弟兄姐妹是不是真的合一的
？And it conveys whether or not the church is united.
是不是真的同心呢
？If we are truly of one heart.
我们今天如果真的同心，同主耶稣的心的话，我们每个人在唱诗赞美神的时候，一定都会开口大声，用心的唱。
If we are united of Christ's heart, then we'll sing together with loud voices.
所以在唱诗的时候啊，一定是很有力的。
When we sing, it will be great.
不会这样子奄奄一息啊，没有听到什么人的声音，这样不会。
It will not be very soft.
啊，所以这个就是在我们的信仰，我们是不是真的用心来对神唱歌
？This reflects our faith. Have we truly sung to God with our hearts?
十六篇，他本来就已经邀请说，哇，宴天欢。快乐嘛。
And Psalm chapter 96 says, "Rejoice the heavens and the earth."
愿海跟其中所澎湃，那就是这个就是一种生命力的呈现，也是对神这个荣耀哈，神所应该有的荣耀给他。
And this is a liveliness that should be conveyed to God.
啊，你看那个，你如果看到海边里面去，你看到那个浪，海浪这样子一波一波的，非常有规律，很有力的。
If we go to the beach, we see the waves, and it is very orderly and very strong.
就是说，我们看到神的这个作为，本来就是充满生命力。神要我们是他所造的这个有他形象的啊，这个人呢、啊，对他的颂赞也是有力。
Since the works of God are very lively, God wishes for our praises to Him to be lively also.
所以这个是那我们现在啊，还有赞美神的同时，用心，然后。懂得这样子啊，敬畏这位神。现在第九节这里提到一个重点。
Once we know how to fear God and praise Him, we move to verse 9, and there's another point.
他说要将神要以圣洁的装饰来敬拜神。
We should worship God in the beauty of holiness.
我们现在对神唱歌哦，我们要从我们的心对他的赞美，要能够真的被神悦纳啊。还有一个很重要的那个部分，就是我们是不是用圣洁的装饰啊，来在我们的生命里面呈现出来的。
A deciding factor to whether or not our offering of our lips is pleasing to God is whether or not it has been given up in holiness.
因为这个圣洁的装饰，就是神他是圣洁的神，他现在要我们来敬拜他的人哦。不但是从心里面，而且愿意追随他的这个他的性情，然后是跟他的圣洁上有分的。
Since God is a holy God, he wishes that those who praise him must not only have a heart of praise, but also have the character of holiness.
我们现在看诗篇二十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter
29. 诗篇二十九篇。
Psalms chapter 29.
第二节。
Chapter 29,
我们读第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给神，归给神啊。
One, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength.
第二节，要将主的名所当得荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰敬拜神。
To give unto the Lord the glory due to His name, worship the Lord in beauty and the beauty of holiness.
那这个是大卫的诗啊，所以你说我们如果从这第九十六篇哦，然后你看到他所描述的那个方式，跟第二十九篇他所讲的，我们就又看到这个关联性。大卫的诗是很有可能是大卫啊原始作者。
And so when we compare for chapter 96 to 29, which is the Psalm of David, we see very a lot of similarities.
那这个就是大卫他深知道说，你今天神所要求的那个。对我们的要求就是我们在他面前圣，这个圣洁包括我们的心啊，是那个啊，能够贴近神的心意的。
So David knew clearly that one of the requirements of God is for man to have a heart that is close to God's.
所以我们现在又不能够只看到外表的装饰，要看到内心神对我们的要求。
We can not only look at the outward appearance, but the inner requirement of God.
我们今天诗班的唱诗的时候，我们都要穿上这个诗袍哈。
When we are presenting hymns, our choir puts on robes.
当我们把这个袍子穿上去的时候哈，应该每一个人看起来都一样的。
When we put on these robes, everyone looks the same.
本来有瘦的，有胖的，身材有不一样的，但是一套上去，通通一样的。
We may come in different sizes and shapes, but when we put on the robe, everyone looks the same.
每一个人看起来都很美，很好看。
And everyone looks very beautiful.
就像天使一样的。
Like angels.
所以现在这里说要用圣洁的装饰来敬拜神。
And here says we must worship God in the beauty of holiness.
我们要把主耶稣基督他这个圣洁的形象，把它穿在我们身上。
We must put this holy character of God, or essence of God, into our own.
所以我们在受洗归，就披戴基督了。
When we are born into Christ, we put on Christ.
我们其实就穿上主耶稣他这件白衣。
We put on the white robe of Jesus.
那我们用保持圣洁的这个身份啊，来敬拜神，来歌颂神呢。
We use the status of purity to worship Him.
我们真的是尊重他，就是我的王。
This describes that we know God is our King.
用这样一个态度来敬畏他。
We use this attitude to be reverent towards Him.
然后，当我们在颂赞，我们在跟他唱歌的时候，他就赐给我们能力，他就把他的福气加给我们。
So when we worship Him, He will give us His blessings and add to our strength.
我们看二十九篇的第十一节。
Let's turn to 29 verse 11.
主力量给他的百姓。主必是平安的福给他的百姓。
11, the Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace.
当我们向神唱歌，那么我们用这样一个圣洁的装饰来唱，我们所得到的不但是我们的颂赞，神悦纳，接下去他是我们力量，是我们平安的福。
When we sing to God in the beauty of holiness, we will receive strength and also blessings.
我们个人、我们的教会、我们家庭都这样子蒙福。
And individually, and in our family, and in our church, we will all be blessed.
我们会发现，我们的神是有恩典、有怜悯、公义又慈爱。
We will know that our God is full of mercy and justice.
这是诗篇九十六篇啊，他对我们所提出来一个很重要的呼吁，是我们得福的一个。途径。
And this is a very important means of receiving blessings.
那所以你看，今天在主耶稣基督的这个恩典里面呢，我们现在每一个人要追求，我们愿意用心来歌颂神，也愿意来追求都能够有圣洁的装饰，让我们的颂赞蒙神悦纳来得福。
And since we are in the grace of God, we must put on a heart of reverence and worship in the beauty of holiness to praise Him.
那这个内心圣洁的装饰哈，我们现在看一下彼得前书第三章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter
3. 彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter
3. 第三节。
Verse
3. 所以你不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
3. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel.
第四节说，只要以里面存着长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
4. Rather let it be putting a hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
这一段本来就是彼得他在勉励这些做妻子的。
And these words are originally meant by Peter to encourage wives.
其实这句话也不是在只有对姐妹讲而已。
But this encouragement is not only to sisters.
今天我们每一个人其实都是主耶稣基督的心，要做他的心腹。
Every one of us is a bride of Christ.
我们是主耶稣所聘的所要迎娶的对象。
And we are ones that are to be received by God.
他要求我们的就是这个内心的圣洁的装饰。
His requirement of us is to be adorned innerly.
那这里面这个装饰就是一个敬畏神的心，贞洁的品性。
And the inner adornment is to be of gentle and quiet spirit.
那这个你看，他说长久温那其实这个就是圣洁的，然后也是敬畏的心呢。
A gentle and quiet spirit is a holy and reverent spirit.
在神面前是宝贵的，就是神所珍惜、神所悦纳的。
To be precious in the sight of God is to be pleasing to Him.
那我们今天这个就是我们应当这样子来用这样的态度这样的准备来向我们这位创造天地的主来唱歌。
And this is the attitude and preparation that we must have before we sing to God.
那我们。如果这样子有这样的一个做法你看，其实我们今天在要得到神的祝福跟得蒙喜悦的事情上面其实很容易，圣经给我们的方式很简单，很容易做到的。
If we do these things, we will be blessed. It is a very simple way of being blessed.
我们称作真耶稣教会的今天这个真教会是神的国度了。
And us, we are deemed as the true church of God.
我们凡是按照神的吩咐在行的。
We do according to the will of God.
不但是我们的教义本身是符合真理。
Our teachings are according to the truth.
包括我们里面每一位信徒，我们也都是合乎真理的。
And our every member it walks according to the truth.
因为我们今天在这个神的这个新天新地里面，我们是一个全新的国民呢。
In new heavens and new earth, we are a new kingdom.
我们在这里面享受神的这个新的约，然后我们当然用我们的这个神给我们的新的心来唱这一首新的歌。
We receive this new covenant with a new heart to sing this new song.
所以我们去年在读以赛亚书的时候，我们花了很长的时间在分析以赛亚书。
Last year, we spent a long time.Discussing the book Isaiah.
不知道我们还没有记得，当时候神给他的百姓有一个很大的应许。
To remember the great promise that God had for His people.
那个应许就是说，看啊，神说我要造新天新地。
And that is, I will create a new heavens and earth.
那这个新天新地里面的这里面的人呢，他们都会唱新歌。
And all the people within this new heavens and earth will sing a new song.
我们再来思考一下这一段。以赛亚书第65章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书65章。
Isaiah 65.
看17节。
Verse 17.
看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事就不再被纪念了，也不再追想了。
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind.
18节，你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐，因我造耶路撒冷为人所喜。造其中的居民为人所乐。
18, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and her people a joy.
好，到这里我们就看到神造这个新的新天新地。
Here we see that God created a new heavens and earth.
他造一个新的城。
He created a new city.
里面有新的人。
There are new people within it.
这个人都是他说是为人所乐的，就是啊是很是。自己本身很快乐。
And these people are a joy, which is they themselves are very joyful, and they cause others to be joyful.
然后第十九节就说：“我因为耶路撒冷欢喜，因我的百姓快乐。”
19, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and in the joy of my people.
好，那其实在这里面我们看到的是神当时候的应许，要建立那个属灵的真教会。
This is the prophecy of God that He will establish a spiritual true church.
这里面的神的百姓有属灵的新的生命。
The people within the city are citizens with a new spirit.
那这个新的这些新的民呢，他会歌颂神的荣耀。
These new peoples will sing praises to His name.
那这个神的荣耀其实就是啊，显现在主耶稣基督身上的。
And the glory of God is manifested in Jesus Christ.
所以现在这些新的民会歌颂耶稣基督的名。
These new people will praise the name of Jesus Christ.
然后这些民，你看他在这个新的新天地里面，他们是走新的路，过新的生活。
These people who are in this new city will live a new life and walk a new path.
他们走在这条圣路上，记得吗
？They walk on the spiritual road.
这条圣路。正路。
The spiritual road is the true road.
那我们在这里面的人都享受神的这个福气的。
And everyone on it will enjoy the blessings of God.
所以我们在这里面的人，我们就唱新歌了。
So since we are people on this new road, we sing the new song.
我们看四十二章以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章。
Isaiah chapter 42.
第十节。
Verse 10.
航海的和其中所有的。海岛跟其上的居民都当向神唱新歌，从地极赞美他。
Sing to the Lord a new song, and His praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down into the sea and all that is in it.
这个唱新歌表示这个歌对主耶稣基督的颂赞跟这个旧有的以前的不一样了。
This is a new song that praises Lord Jesus and is different from all former ones.
因为主耶稣来以后，他跟我们立了新约。
Because when Jesus came, He established a new covenant with us.
他给我们一个新的心。
He gave us a new heart.
他给我们一个新的命令。
He gave us a new commandment.
他让我们做新人。
And it allowed us to become new people.
好，所以现在我们对他的歌颂，我们唱的歌。
So our songs will be new.
那这个新歌是要配合神所给我们的新的名。我们现在在主耶稣面前，我们每个人都有一个新的名字。
And this correlates with the new name that God has given us.
这个新的 title， 这个神，我们在神面前新的身份。
This is our new title before the Lord.
所以我们在神面前一定要记得，我们是神眼中认定的义人。
We must remember that we are called righteous before God.
那既然是义人，好，那现在我们是唱的歌哦，就跟这些罪人不同嘛。
And since we are righteous, our songs must be different from the wicked.
所以现在诗篇是这样说，来，我们一起来向我们的神唱新歌。
Psalms tells us to come and sing a new song to our God.
我们如果了解对神的颂赞是新歌
，If we understand that our song is new，
我们一定要成为义人。
We must become righteous.
我们一定要成为圣洁。
We must become holy.
这就是我们的，这是我们对我们的要求，我们对从神来的救恩的新的认识。
And this is our requirement, a new understanding of salvation.
好，所以看回来诗篇，我们现在看三十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 33.
三十三篇。
Psalms 33.
第一节。
Verse 1.
义人啊，你们应当靠神欢乐。正直人的赞美是合宜的。
1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful.
第二节，你们应当弹琴称谢神，用十弦瑟歌颂他。
2. Praise the Lord with harp, make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings.
第三节。
3.
应当向他唱新歌，弹得巧妙，声音洪亮。
Sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy.
第四节。 因为神的言语正直，凡他所做的尽都诚实。
For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth.
第五节，他喜爱仁义公平，遍地满了神的慈爱。
He loves righteousness and justice. All the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
我们看到这一段他的提醒，第三十三篇一开头就是说，义人像这样子靠神欢乐。
This is a reminder, and in verse 1 it says, Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous.
我们如果真的是在神面前不断的追求成长一直能够这个神的性情。
If we pursue righteousness before God and have the upright characteristic of our God,
我们的心能够一直常常喜乐。
Then our hearts will always be joyful.
因为我们其实不需要忧虑什么事了。
We will not worry.
所以圣经里面一直提醒我们说，应当一无挂虑，把我们所忧虑的事情全部的都卸给神去。
And the Bible repeatedly tells us to cast all our cares upon Him.
凡事借着祷告、祈求、感谢，所要告诉神。
And everything bring to prayer and supplication.
那当我们在感谢、颂赞神的时候，神就把这个我们所意想不到的、意外的平安就加给我们了。
When we are praising Him, God will bring us blessings that we do not expect.
我们得到力量，我们也得到神的祝福，神的平安。
We will receive God's strength and His blessing and peace.
所以应当要向他唱新歌。
So we must sing to the Lord a new song.
他说要声音洪亮，真的用心唱出来。
And sing with our hearts.
那用心唱那个效果是差很多。
The effect of using our heart to sing has a.
我们如果是一个新人，我们所唱出来的歌都不同。
If we use our hearts, there's a profound effect.
喜乐的心，你看唱出来的歌就很美，很有力。
A joyful song, a joyful heart produces a song that is very beautiful.
所以这个就是我们，因为我们是新人，所以我们唱出新歌。
Because we are new people, we sing a new song.
里面有含新的含义，因为我们是天上的国民呢。
There's a new meaning to it because we are the new people of heaven.
每一个我们在天上，我们现在虽然坐在地上，可是我们人是在天上的。
We are sitting on earth, but we are actually in heaven.
我们是天上的国民。
We are the citizens.
我们是跟主耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
We sit with our Lord Jesus in heaven.
我们像天上的圣徒一样要。虽然人在地上了，还是要跟他唱新歌。
We sing with the saints of heaven the new song.
这个是在启示录第五章里面呢。我们就要看这一节。
This is in Revelation chapter 5.
因为主耶稣基督他作王的。
Because Jesus Christ is king.
我们歌颂神作王，是主耶稣基督现在做我生命当中的君王。
We proclaim that Jesus is the king of our lives.
好，我们现在来看启示录五章第九节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 9.
看这些圣徒，他们唱新歌。
These saints sing a new song.
你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血，从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood.
第十节说，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神。在地上执掌王权。
10 and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
这里我们看到的是在这个约翰他所看到的异象里面他看到的是这些四活物24位长老，他们都俯伏在这个羔羊面前唱新歌。
In the vision, John saw the four living creatures and 24 elders fall before the Lamb.
他们赞美耶稣基督的救恩。
They praise the salvation of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣把我们买了来。
God bought us.
他要让我们成为国王，跟他一起做王。
He will make us kings with him.
他让祭司有祭司的身份归给神。
And gives us the status of priest to God.
他说与他同掌王权呢。
And reign with him.
所以这是在印证诗篇他这一组神作里面，我们能够感谢神，也能够歌颂神，也因为了解我们跟神这个关系，所以我们大家一起来用心唱这首新歌来让主耶稣得荣耀。
This these verses verses fulfill what is spoken of in Psalms chapter 96, that we can come together to have a deeper understanding of God and sing to Him a new song.
这是我们每一个应该做的。
And this is what we should all do.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们， 让我们都能够 得到力量一起来歌颂神。
May God give us strength that we may come together and praise Him.
我们下午， 这个聚会到这里， 我们一起来默祷， 来休息。
This concludes our service. Let's pray in silence. Let's rest until 3 o'clock.
接下来有见证会。
We have a testimony after a break.